Hello, Clipper Nation. Good news. We're back again. It's Thursday.
You have some different intro vibes this week.
I've been all over the place this week, man. It's been weird. It's been a quick week, but also the slowest week of my life.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Anyways, it's me, William, the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Locklear.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. As I said, we're coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers content. And boy, have we got a doozy for you today.
There's some good stuff.
There's a great piece on Doc nearly quitting the job after a 6-day stint with the Clippers.
Kind of technically quitting. We'll get into it. Sorry.
Yeah. we'll break into all of that. We'll be talking Doc. Today is Thursday. Every single week we do a Thirsty Thursday. We talk about who and what we're thirsty for. In general, more basketball.
Anything.
I'm a person who's never tired of roster talk, and I'm tired of roster talk.
Well, part of today is not going to be very fun for you.
Chuck's got some great defensive stats to throw at you.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're just going to be wrapping up with our daily little segment, Shavings, where we just kind of dig around the drawer. Bummer for any of my Noah heads out there. Doesn't seem like he's going to be working out. We will head into training camp with a roster spot. So all that and more coming up right about now.
So there was a fantastic piece in the LA Times by Arash Markazi. He always does great work. Had a great piece on USC not honoring Reggie Bush, which was really good. But it was basically about, it was highlighting a small incident when Doc, I mean, he technically quit after like 6 days. Peaced out.
Because do you think he McGuired it?
He might have.
Do you think he gave like a big grand speech and then left?
And then, oh.
It kind of seems on brand for Doc, right?
He's
a showman.
Does. Yeah. So the story, it highlights that one piece, and then it rounds out, go read it on latimes.com, about how really Doc was the perfect hire for this situation with the franchise.
Absolutely.
So for those who didn't read it, there was a trade offer in place in 2013 to bring J.J. Redick to the team. Donald Sterling just decided not to do it.
Nope.
After everything, like, Doc had met everybody. He had looked J.J. in the face, said, you're on the team. They did a three-team trade in the NBA, which I don't care what stars you're doing it with. It's a lot of people and a lot of relationships you could mess up.
Yes.
By backing out. So Sterling nixed that. And then this from the article. I was on the job for 6 days and I quit, Rivers said. The deal went through and everyone said it was a great deal. I flew back home to Orlando for a couple days and I got a call from former Clippers president Andy Rozier saying Donald Sterling decided he didn't want to do the deal. This was when Doc was president of basketball operations.
Okay.
So he had assumed
it was done.
That he had the ultimate authority over the roster.
Yeah.
As the president of the, you know, basketball operations.
Hey, man, sometimes when you're an owner, you got to wear a lot of hats.
Dude, I guess. Or hoods in Donald Sterling's case. Excuse me. I got on the phone with Donald and he was telling me how great his word was, River said. I was in the airport parking lot screaming, no, 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 you're not going to do this. This is my reputation. He just went on and on about his reputation and how great it was. Finally, at the end of it, I said, if you don't do the trade, I quit. He said, you can't quit. You signed a 5-year deal. I'll make sure you don't coach anywhere. I said, I'm fine with that. I'll find a job. I'll do something, but I'm not going to do this. I gave the guy my word. I shook his hand.
Also, I think anywhere, would still hire Doc.
Any team, any
That's
business.
That's not really a thing you can throw out when somebody has the hardware.
Especially if you're Donald Sterling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to end you,
Doc. If someone was like, Donald Sterling told us not to hire that guy, 98% of hiring managers would be like, well, then we should for sure hire that guy.
We should take a look.
Yeah, we should hire that guy. Then, the next morning, Rozier told Rivers that the deal was done. Doc still has no idea what happened. He just guessed Donald changed his mind, but I had quit. So he was just like, he got such an early full-on glimpse into how horrifically run the Clippers were.
Yeah.
But less than a week.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Of being on the job, he quit.
Yeah.
It's funny because in the article it talks about how he thought like going to the Clippers was going to be kind of a fresh start and stuff like that.
I mean, I would think, yeah, your perception of going to a West Coast team and not Boston, it would be like...
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It's still owned by Donald Sterling.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you would think the reputation would precede him, but
I think
the president
of basketball operations thing was like a sweetener too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think he comes if they're like, you can only be coach.
Probably not. Probably not. Because he wasn't going to take input, especially from Donald Sterling, like,
no,
of all people.
God.
Yeah. And this early clash.
The earliest clash you can possibly have.
I think one positive of it, though, is it does show that there was some level of respect there, right?
That's the thing.
By Sterling to Rivers.
He immediately was like,
I screwed up. I'm an idiot.
Sterling, I think pretty obviously, also Sterling declined to comment on this story.
Of course.
I think for sure he was like, oh, shit.
Well, and I bring that up only to say that, you know, Doc was really the one who led the charge after the tapes came out of like, no, you like really can't come to the game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you understand. Like, you can't be here.
Yeah.
And I think, like, had maybe this incident not occurred, like, maybe Doc doesn't have the same, like, there's not the same understanding where he you know, like, can get in his brain that Doc is, like, really the authority.
That's a really good call. Yeah. Sterling was immediately challenged by his new hire.
Yeah.
Doc had some great stuff to talk about, just the organization on the whole. From the meetings with the organization to the attitude in the organization, they literally thought I was the devil. I remember the first meeting vividly. People were saying they've been here for 15 years or 20 years, and I'm sitting there and I say, no offense, this has been the worst organization in basketball for the last 20 years. Why the expletive are we celebrating this? I'm just being honest. I'm not impressed by anyone who thinks longevity is good unless it's successful longevity.
I love that.
You're damn right.
I love that.
The room got quiet, and I knew I had made a lot of enemies, but I was good with that. This whole piece encapsulates what makes this the perfect marriage.
Yes.
With Doc and this team and Ballmer. Doc was also the one who wanted to cover the Lakers banners.
So smart.
The response I got was ridiculous, he recalled. They told me we can't do that. They would be mad at us. That was their response. And I said, okay, so? They're the opponent. The opponent should never be happy with you. It was amazing. It really seems like he just came into it like, I've been a restaurant server before where you come into an operation where you're like, how has all of these idiots been working here so long?
Yeah.
And you make seemingly a simple suggestion like, maybe we should cover the opposing team's banners when we play home games. And everyone was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, just minds blown at like, why would you even think of something like that? Doc, this article I think shows how much Doc, play wise obviously, I think people really understand how much he's helped the Clippers, obviously.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But you know, his president of basketball operations tenure tends to get a little poo-pooed.
I agree, and I think if you include in his tenure the hiring of Lawrence Frank
and all of this stuff,
yeah, and this
it's
stuff
not
that,
as
that like he did you know, like, maybe his roster construction wasn't great.
Yes,
but he did,
that was bad.
He did build a culture, I feel like
he helped build a culture at a
in
time,
a way that you can't do if you're just coach, I guess,
for sure. And with this stuff, I mean, this stuff is invaluable to where we are now.
Oh, absolutely.
This stuff is incredible. He understands that we're the third tenant in the stadium. He absolutely, you know, he's like, we need the stadium. When he was talking about Clippers-Lakers fans, he said, there's enough people in L.A. Let's just keep our fans and attract new fans. We're always going to be the second child, but the second child can win titles. Anyone on set, he was like, Lakers fans aren't going to wake up and be Clippers fans. That's not our goal.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, we're more for more, it's a larger market than Lakers fans to try and convert.
For sure.
Great piece. It just made me, like, there's a great quote in there about how when Kawhi saw Ballmer coming onto the stage at the reveal party, how he leaned over and said, this guy has too much energy. Like, Ballmer and Doc are perfect. Ballmer has these ideas that are so great. And Doc can kind of use, like, I feel like Ballmer's pathos and ethos with the rest of the team to get them psyched up. Because Ballmer's energy doesn't necessarily transfer to everybody.
That's true.
Not everyone responds well to fist pumps and maniacal shouting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Doc does a great job of just talking to guys.
Yes.
And the media.
Yeah.
Man, Doc is great.
He's awesome. I can't wait for media day. I can't wait
God,
to see
I love him. Doc Rivers.
Important side note, what do you think his facial hair situation is right now? What do you think it was in this interview?
I think in this interview, this
full
one,
mustache.
I think it was goatee Doc.
Okay.
white polo, maybe white pants.
I'm saying striped polo, dry fit.
Horizontal
hat.
Or vertical?
Horizontal.
Okay, let's check.
He's been slimming down over the summer.
That's true. Maybe he's rocking the red, white, and he's rocking the candy cane polo, as it was called at the country club I used to work at. Let us know what you think about Doc. If you have any negative thoughts, we would love to try and hear you rationalize them.
Yeah, send us your negative Doc thoughts.
If they even exist. Send us your positives one, too. We kind of need a boost today. Coming up after this, we have a free roster spot related Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
And a defensive-minded spot Thirsty Thursday. But first, man, I haven't eaten in months.
You look it. You are emaciated.
I am emaciated. Will, what can I do?
I would get some DoorDash.
How?
Download the app. DoorDash. DoorDash.
Is there any kind of deal I can get?
Yes. You know, if you're a Locked On listener, you can use a promo code Locked On. That's all caps. Locked On, like the name of the show.
For what?
Money off your delivery, dude.
I'll take it.
Off your first order of $15 or more.
As someone who hasn't eaten in a month, this is really going to help me out. All right, welcome to Thirsty Thursdays.
Go. All right, let's kick it off with your defensive one.
You don't want to do yours first? All right, we'll do
mine. No, because mine ties into shavings.
That's fair. I'm just thirsty to see
think about the transitions, man.
I'm just thirsty to see our defense play.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch offensive highlights. We all love it.
We do.
Very difficult to put a hype video together of defensive schemes.
Man, I was thinking about this the other day, and yeah, it's...
as good as our media team is, it's hard to be like, this is where he loops around.
Hard
this is
stops
help.
Are like the only thing that's like really interesting.
Yeah, blocks,
and that
steals.
And that doesn't even tell the whole story.
Yeah, so I'm thirsty to just see the regular season defense play. I was diving into some numbers about our defense last year, which was not the best.
I will preface it with, though, is like defensive numbers, I still feel like...
A little skewed.
Not even that. I just feel like they're still not the greatest metrics for how defense was played all the way through, unless you're looking at like a matchup per matchup basis.
Absolutely. Having said that, let's get into some of these stats from last year before we had Paul George and Kawhi, two of top 10 defenders in the league. We had a defensive rating of 110, 19th in the league.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. We got a lot of points scored on us last year, man. We scored a lot of points, but we got scored on a lot.
Weirdly, who was in the 7th and 8th spot, the Magic and the Heat. Just shows how terrible their offenses were.
That's fair.
We were 21st in defensive rebound percentage, meaning we grabbed 72% of possible defensive rebounds.
All right.
First is 76%. I believe it was the Bucks.
That would make sense.
That checks out. But here's the weird part. We average the 8th most total defensive rebounds per game with 36. So even though we're not grabbing a top 20% of the possible defensive rebounds, we're still grabbing the 8th highest amount.
Yeah. Do you think some of this was aided by playing at a faster pace with Shea?
I think it was. Here's where it gets fun. Paul George averaged 7 defensive boards a game last year. Kawhi averaged 6 defensive boards a game last year.
Dang.
Our top 3 last year for defensive rebounds grabbed per game was Tobias with 7, Gallo with 5.3. You got to go all the way to third to Zubats, who is tied with Jermichael Green for 5.3 defensive boards grabbed per game.
Dang.
So this for sure seemingly is going to go up.
Yeah.
We could possibly be a top 5 total defensive rebounding team. We don't really know how pace is going to shake out yet. I will say that. So we might see
I do think we're going to be playing a slower game.
A little slower for sure. So that also makes me think that the defensive rebounding percentage go up.
I think the percentage will definitely increase. As for total number, I mean, I think it would probably stay the same. It could possibly go up. Man, yeah. I could see his top 5 in defensive rebounding.
I would be more psyched in the percentage going up.
Gotcha.
I would rather have that.
Yeah.
Than great, because like, you know, we're grabbing, say we get to 75 or something like that, seems nice.
Yeah.
Also, if we're increasing the defensive rebound percentage, gotta think that the total rebounds would go up too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. No, my only rationale of it staying close to the same was if the percentage jumps, but I envision us playing a slower game now.
Methodical.
Yeah.
Much more terrifying for the other team.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps coming.
But I could be wrong.
We'll see. Fast break defense. We all hated it, right?
We did improve. We
definitely improved.
Improvements.
We finished 23rd in fast break points allowed last year with 15.
I think that number went up significantly, though, post All-Star break.
Yes. But to be fair, the Warriors were below us, too. So what are you going to do?
Suck.
All right, that's fair, too. 22nd in giving up second chance points. 26th in giving up points off of turnovers at almost 18 a game.
All right.
That's a big stat that I want to see. I think most of us want to see get better. But all in all, there's a bunch of stuff we can improve.
Yes.
And I'm just excited to see how these guys can improve it.
Yeah.
The fast break defense, I think, is going to be much better.
Oh, I mean, I would imagine for sure.
Just by simply for the fact, I think we're going to eliminate a lot of fast breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, if our
if
our defensive rebounding goes up, we're going to eliminate those fast breaks. And then in the fast breaks, you have to deal with Kawhi, Paul George.
I think Zoo could be a really good, working together, much better transition defender.
But 18 points off of turnovers of a game, that's brutal.
Yes.
That's something that killed any time we would kind of play teams that were, you know, now there's not a lot of teams. There's really no team I would say is clearly better than us in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys who can challenge, obviously, and we're on a similar level. But last year there were teams that were firmly better than we were.
Absolutely. And there was also just some really sloppy play last year. And I think that'll happen with when there's not a whole lot of continuity. I think that that's definitely a factor.
We all watched a couple of those games right after the trade deadline.
Yeah. Because I think you have to build up that vocabulary. And then also just...
We added Ty Lue, too. We added a whole new coach.
Yeah.
He's a defensive-minded guy.
Yeah.
But that'll be good. He seems like he's going to be like, maybe we should tweak this, as opposed to like, here's a major change. You know, little wrinkles, as Doc likes to say.
Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, I've been curious to that since the hiring.
Yeah,
especially with Rex just already on the staff. But
and
yeah,
putting
I think
in
you're,
work in those workouts. Shout out Rex and those picks.
I think you're right, and I do think that Ty is a good coach to kind of target things like specific little wrinkles, like especially to me, like defensive rebounding. That seems like something. He had managed pretty well with the Cavs.
Yeah.
Who didn't have great defensive stats, but could rebound the ball really well, especially in clutch situations.
And they had Tristan Thompson, which helps, but it's going to be interesting to see how much of Tristan Thompson, like how much maybe Ty Lue influenced that too.
Yeah. Zoo better
now
than Tristan Thompson?
Yeah. I would say yes.
Peak.
What is Zoo's peak?
Peak Tristan Thompson V.
Nah, not better than peak. Peak Tristan Thompson would grab like 24 rebounds, which I, you know, that's kind of hard to do it. But no, I'm just excited. Shout out LA Clippers Film. That's a fantastic Twitter account. I think he's starting a podcast soon too to kind of break plays down. He's been posting some defensive clips. It gets me super hyped, but it's all from in-game stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know, I'm just excited to see these guys get out there and run, dude.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be the defensive captain? Do you think it's still going to be Bev?
That's a good question, but yeah, I mean, I think that he's going to be the guy who sets the tone, like, through an 82-game season. You know what I mean? Like, he's the guy that's going to essentially, he's setting the bar for every single game.
I'm excited. I was going to ask him on Media Day if he's going to guard AD or LeBron on October 22nd.
Both.
Bro, it might be both. He might just...
It's the opposite of a double team.
Yes. Yeah, it's a half team. He's going to be like, I'm guarding AD. No one switch. I'm only switching to whoever's guarding LeBron. It's going to be great. Do you want to do yours or should we transition into shavings? We can open it up with that.
Wow, now that you've mentioned it, I can't imagine anything else.
Let's hit this transition. We'll see you guys on the flip side for shavings.
All right. So my thirst is, just to get back to basketball, I'm done with... I think I'm kind of done with last roster spot mini drama
who
that we've had
it?
Going on.
Who is it?
It's
Joakim Noah. Psych.
It's been everybody. It's been Joe Johnson. It's been Joakim Noah. It's been other basketball players.
And yeah, so I don't. For those of you who haven't heard, Noah's workout is postponed and will not be rescheduled.
This comes from Andrew Greif.
Yeah, which is the chillest way to say canceled.
Yeah.
Postponed but not rescheduling. Come on, man. Well, you know, we all know what that is.
It's done.
What the hell is going on with these workouts?
Did it ever exist?
I think it existed.
Okay.
Because Greif tweeted out about it not happening.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. I think because he did that, it was like, this is happening. The Joe Johnson thing was very weird. He literally told a reporter he had to work out with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Noah's dad told us yet. So, like, the workout seemingly was scheduled.
I don't know.
What is going on?
I don't know, man. I still don't know how much we can trust the legitimacy.
Is the front, like, because part of me is like, there's no way that the front office is like, you know, there was that great tweet about how the Clippers were panicking because Kawhi was going to go with the Lakers from RDA Ari or whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah.
It'd be funny to think that somehow the Clippers front office is panicking because they can't find the 15th roster spot.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is happening at all, but what the hell is going on?
I don't know. It essentially means that what we're talking about is that we'll most likely stand pat.
We're rolling.
Yeah, we're going to roll through training camp, and then I guess it does leave things open, a little bit more open-ended if we want to make a trade after December.
Are we? 14th, are you worried that
or any time before the deadline?
Are you worried that Noah's going to get signed by someone else who needs him or something? Because we could kind of use Noah.
I agree.
It's not a necessity.
I agree. I don't know. I guess I am surprised that we haven't heard of any other offers. But who knows what's going on with his camp?
It seems like everyone's kind of a mess right now.
For sure.
I don't mean that in a bad way, myself included. But like,
for 15, 18 minutes a game, I just feel like Joakim could help a lot of teams.
Yeah, maybe like 10 to 12 for us, but 15 to 18 for other teams seems doable.
Yeah. He averaged like 15 last year. 15 minutes. He was great.
I don't know if he's great, but
for 15 minutes, he was good.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're probably standing pat.
Yeah, we are.
So everyone on Twitter was like, does this mean we're making a move for Iggy right now? It's like, no, I don't think that.
I kind of think maybe the opposite, but
based on everything that has come out of every Memphis outlet,
yeah,
saying it seems like they're going to keep him and see what, because trades come up,
yeah,
like someone's going to lose somebody and they're going to be like, damn, Iguodala, maybe we got to do this,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Someone could come out of the woodwork. I mean, just depends on how much you're really willing to give up for how much you think he moves the needle for your team. And just even from a salary matching perspective, we've talked about this, I feel like ad nauseum.
Oh, yeah.
It's never made sense.
Never made sense.
From us.
Unless...
just even to match the salary, it doesn't make sense. We have to give up too much.
And we have to give up the small, tiny, barely alive youth... pieces of youth that we have.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we need to really be worried about that, but like, you know, there are scenarios where having that could help us out.
Oh, agreed. Yeah, most definitely.
If things don't turn out well. Another nugget of information, Ryan West, son of famous Jerry, was added to the Clipper staff as a scout. Finally official yesterday. There'd been some kind of talk about this.
Oh, love.
Yeah. Nice to keep it in the family. He's going to be kind of like a player development.
Ryan.
Guy. Yeah, it seems good. Get as many of the Wests on board as we can.
Let's do it.
Can't hurt us, right?
Team West.
Man, I just want this season to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming up. We're 2 weeks away from first preseason game at home, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, and then we have two before that. One in Vancouver against the Mavs.
Yep. One in Hawaii.
Yes, against...
The Sharks?
The Shanghai Sharks.
Yeah.
Is Lance on the Shanghai Sharks?
Ooh, good question.
Man, it would have been great if we could have played Delgado's Chinese CBL team.
Oh, I forgot that he went there to CBL.
Wow. Shout out Delgado. Again, Media Day is on Sunday. We received emails saying that we are allowed to be there as members of the press. So we will be live streaming afterwards in the car ride home. Maybe we're eating in and out while we're driving.
I mean, it's a classic. It's a LA Clips stream.
It's a very classic Cali day. We got to drive down to San Pedro.
Playa,
wherever. I live in LA proper. I don't ever go south of, I don't know, Beverly. No. So stay tuned for that. Anything else you want to say? Anything in the shavings drawer?
Nah, man. It's emptied.
Oh, I got one thing. What do you got? I would like some more jersey announcements. We got like four other jerseys that need to come out.
Nah.
I want to see that earned.
I want them to just be a surprise on the day.
I want to see that city.
So they're going New Balance is going
to
do.
Dude,
they're doing,
I swear to God.
New Balance style. Just limited drop, day of.
40 jerseys.
First 40 people get them.
They're in a
all one size.
They're in a pile outside of Staples. Take one, leave one.
You got to leave another jersey?
Yeah, you got to leave
another
jersey.
That's awesome. Dude, take one, leave one. That's a great camp. That's a great promotion.
If a team store did that, say you bought a Shake Yogos jersey.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, some teams do this. Yeah, do it. Buyback. Take
Say,
one
you know, you need to get rid of, I don't know, a Lakers jersey. Or
switch it over.
Yeah.
Make the clip flip.
I think we should make the clip flip a very real thing.
We might, dude. We should try and find a fan for Clippers.
You trade a Raptors jersey in?
Who flips.
What's that?
We could be the clip flip of the week, where we try and find someone who flipped teams.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad call. Tomorrow we will have a Pacific Division-themed episode for you guys. We're going to be looking at the small ball lineups.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting thing to check out.
Yeah, that came from a Twitter user. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
I don't have the username on hand, but
we'll make sure to give him a shout out tomorrow.
If you ever want to ask a question, you know, hit us up. At Will Updike, at Charles Mockler, at Locked On Clips.
We'll be playing some Love, Marry, Kill. What about? No idea yet.
It always comes to us.
Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, subscribe, do all that good stuff on iTunes. Someone gave us a 3-star review because the advertisement was too loud. Sorry about that. We can't control it. Wish we could.
Yeah. The mid-rolls.
Yeah, the mid-rolls. They are very loud. I mean, they were not wrong. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening.